Notre Dame, White Dem, both Hunter Boy got their eyes on them. Here, Derek Knight and Colin Burton with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Yes, it is. I am Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, and my white brother is with me. Hi, Colin. How's it going?
It's going great.
That, of course, is Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com. It is yet another Wednesday, and yes, it is time for yet another installment of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, our 58th episode, in fact. And since we're marking milestones, this is the second week where you cats and kittens could dig something that was not supposed to be. And I know I talked about this last week, but I'd like to go back because I actually have the audio that I wanted to have ready last week. And what we're going to do is we're going to go back to episode number 29, I believe, all the way back to December. Colin, can you make that doodly-doot, doodly-doot, doodly-doot noise?
What?
Didn't you ever see Wayne's World when they had a dream sequence or went back in time? Doodly-doot, doodly-doot, doodly-doot. Do that for me.
You just did it. I don't need to do it.
And yeah, I've tossed the idea around. Maybe I still will do it. I'm not saying I won't, you know.
Right.
But it'll be because I want to do it. And that's
exactly.
I'm never going to work for the suits again. Never.
Yeah. On your terms or not at all.
That's kind of where podcasting comes in as a possible substitute because you control the whole
thing. Yeah, I know. But, you know, the thing is, I haven't been motivated enough to do it.
Right.
But maybe I will.
Yeah.
You know, I finally got, one of the big things holding me back was the fact I didn't really own a decent microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I had this like plain talk microphone that Apple gives you, which sounds like you're basically talking through a tin can.
Yeah.
But I got a little mixer now. I got it hooked up to my G5 and I actually have a pretty decent microphone. So I have the equipment to do it now. And now that I have the equipment, I don't want to do it. So, I don't know. I might do it, you know. I mean,
give it some
someday.
Time.
But
yeah.
I don't know. I've been there. I've done that. I really don't see the need
yeah.
to do it anymore.
Well, at least the possibility is there that someday we might be able to download M. Dung being crazy, talking, you know, playing some great music, and just having fun.
But the thing is, here's the deal. It's like when I was Dung, when I did that, I was in my mid-20s.
Right.
Yeah. I'm almost 50 years old.
Yeah.
So is that
past? Are you no longer?
Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah. You know, it'd be like you trying to act like a high school student or something. That ain't gonna happen.
So that was the big moment from episode 29, our interview with M. Dung, where he broke my heart and said, "No, he's outgrown being Dung." But guess what, Colin?
What?
You know the answer to this. You know the answer. The answer
well,
is he's a big fat fucking liar.
No.
Because 2 weeks ago, this appeared on the internets.
Are you ready? Are you ready, baby? This is Dung. I'm back for fun on idiotshow.net with the Idiot Show at tonight. Yeah, baby, your old Dung boy's back. I am ready for a real cool time. Get ready for a half hour of fun with the web version of the Idiot Show here on my website at idiotshow.net.
So, yeah, it's like all of a sudden, you know, he went from outgrown and, I just don't have that. But, whoa, now he's back. And it's all crazy, crazy shit.
So,
and just in case you thought that was just a one-time deal. Oh, no. Oh, no. Just this last Sunday, this went up.
The time has come, baby. That's right. Idiotshow.net is back with the face of Dung. We are going to be rocking and rolling on the internet today. All right, crank up your computers and get ready for fun because I got a great show in store for you tonight. We have an exclusive interview with Red Meat. Dung Baby's gonna whip out the rock and roll you dig on idiotshow.net.
Now, does that sound to you, Colin, like he's outgrown himself?
No, it sounds like he's having fun.
I think so. Yeah, he's having fun, and it makes me smile. It makes me smile to know that I can download the Idiot Show. Actually, you could listen. Technically, you could stream it live on Sundays if you knew what time he was doing it. But
right.
So but yeah, listen to all that crazy shit.
Yeah. So when are you going to start acting like a teenager?
Well, that wasn't really part of the bargain. He was just, I think, using that as it was like the first example he could come up with. Of course, he doesn't know me well enough.
Exactly.
I don't think I've ever grown up. How about you? You gonna ever grow up?
Not likely.
Not likely. That's good. That's good to hear. But
yeah.
Kids, if you're listening and you want to hear that the entire podcast, he does a half an hour Idiot Show. Two episodes now available at Dung's website, idiotshow.net. I strongly encourage you to check it out. And as he said in an email to me last week, once he gets a few shows under his belt, he will come back on and have to defend himself against the whole, you know, why'd you lie to us type of thing. But But because he's one of my heroes, I'm going to be as nice to him as possible. Again, because I'm a giant hypocrite, but that's just it's just something that I have to deal with on my own.
I don't think he lied. I think he just, we planted the seed and time allowed it to grow.
And water and then a tree grew out of his head.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Let's get to with that out of the way, let's get to the meat of today's program, which is what, Colin?
We have meat.
We have meat. What is that going to be, Colin?
Hell if I know, man. You don't tell me anything. What's the meat?
Actually, there's really no meat.
God.
I really didn't have anything
else.
This is
a tofu show.
Yeah, I didn't have anything else written, so that's it. I guess, we're just going to end this show right here. I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese 6-Minute Power Hour. Colin Burton with us. Got any parting words, Colin? I'm kidding. Colin, you got to go to Freak Train this month?
No.
But I want you to go.
I'm sure you do.
I would like you to go because I'm sure I plan to go, and I'm hoping against hope that Justin Carmichael won't puss out at the last minute or puss out at all, to be frank. And before I forget, speaking of Justin Carmichael, hey Justin, here's this week's secret message. Pause that. Anyway, I'm hoping Justin finally goes to the Freak Train like he's been promising to do for months. I actually plan on going and doing a little magic show.
Ooh.
Yeah, nothing over the top, just some card magic with the help of an as-yet-unnamed volunteer from the crowd. Of course, I'm really desperately hoping that, A, someone is willing to come up and be the volunteer, and B, I don't completely screw up the tricks, but it should be fun. Like Ray always tells me at work, he continues to point out that I should go and do them out at the bus stop, and I decided instead to use the next best stage, one step up from the bus stop, and that, of course, is Freak Train.
Wow. I hope it goes well for you.
I hope so, too, and why are you going to go and support me?
You don't think I can be supportive from here, huh?
No, that's kind of hard to be supportive from...
I'll think happy thoughts toward you. I'll think good show thoughts.
Good show thoughts. Break a leg.
Yeah. I'll attach them to a rabid squirrel and send them off your way.
All right. Well, speaking of being supportive, have you written any jokes recently that I can completely rip off?
No. You'll have to hit my archives. You've been reading my... Well, maybe you haven't been.
I've been trying to read your blog. I mean, it appears at work that we've been blocked. That the blogger has been blocked at work because we can't pick up any of the sites without a long, long timeout type of wait.
Yeah, and we can't go to Blogger itself at all.
Yeah, so it looks like we are blog martyrs now. We're being persecuted at our places of employment. Even though the owner of the company is an avid reader of both of our blogs and a subscriber to the podcast, we now can't access our blogs at our place of employment.
Oh, well.
Which is kind of a catch-22. It's an odd quandary. I blame the new girl.
You would.
I do, and maybe we should have a talking to with her. I don't think it'll do any good, but...
Probably not. No. I don't know. I try to stay out of politics. The way I figure it, if we're cut off, we're cut off, you know?
That's it? So what? You can come home and read
just
all your
as easily, or post before I go to work, one or the other.
Yeah, well, that is going to have to be the case for me, especially. Because I would often write posts at home, but then I would email them to myself so I could post them at work so they would go up at a more reasonable hour. But
right.
I guess no more. No longer do we have that sorts of freedom at our place of employment. We've been like 1/12 deuced.
Well, as long as we're not fully deuced, I don't mind.
Yeah, I would rather not be fully deuced ever. So let's keep our fingers crossed here.
Yeah, I'm willing to just let it go. this isn't the good fight that needs to be fought. This can just come off on the sidelines.
Is that like a hint for me to shut the fuck up and move on?
You do what you want, man. Okay. You're your own person. I mean, you're a Republican. How can I stop you?
I'm registered as a Republican. Let's not get into that right now. All right. I don't consider myself to be a Republican anymore at this stage in my life. Okay.
Look at that.
Yeah. I was reading some news today, by the way.
Oh boy.
Changing subjects, and I came across a story about a real winner in Ohio. He was electrocuted whilst attempting to steal copper wire from a power pole. And of course, as you may know, if you've been paying attention to the news for the last month, this is actually a serious problem in our neck of the woods as well, the theft of the copper wire. Several light poles have been stripped of their wires at varying times of the day, mostly up on North Powers. And recently, someone attempted to steal copper conduit brazenly from the back of a work truck in broad daylight while the driver the truck was inside a 7-Eleven getting a drink. I guess the deal is copper has risen exponentially. It's worth in excess of $3 per pound as scrap goes, which means that it's recently become the readily available theft commodity of 2007. I've been waiting desperately for somebody to ride the lightning around here because they're stripping them while the things are live.
Yeah,
but it would seem that Colorado Springs thieves are either significantly more adept at working around hot wires or just extremely fucking lucky because nothing really bad has happened so far, other than them getting caught, of course.
Right.
What were you saying there?
I was going to say, or else they're very resistant to electricity.
That could be. Know? Maybe they're made of rubber and are grounded. But Brandon Reed of Hamilton, Ohio, not made of rubber. He's the first casualty I've heard of in relation to the theft of copper wire. Of course, this retard didn't just bust open a light pole or stake out a work truck. He went straight for a fucking power line. A motherfucking live power line. And the guy's accomplice stated that he had dropped Reed off and was going to return later after he had taken the power wire down and retrieved the copper. Of course, it turned out to be wishful thinking because as his accomplice was driving off, he heard, as he stated, an explosion and a scream. To his credit, though, Brandon Reed's accomplice called 911, instantly implicating himself, even though his buddy was toasty, dead, and ready to be left pretty much alone. And I don't think, as they say, dead men tell no tales, but the guy was he was so stupid that even though his buddy died, he implicated himself by calling 911.
Now, hang on a minute. Maybe it was murder.
Oh, you think that's the case? You think he convinced him? He said, hey, guess what? Copper's going for $3 a pound. If we strip that power line right there. Actually, it's Ohio. I guess they don't talk like that.
Yeah.
If we strip that power line right there, that could be like $13,000.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Or he just,
I knew you would be.
You know, shoved him up against the wire, electrocuted him, and then said, hey, he was trying to steal wire.
Well, he's been sentenced, or he's been arrested on...
Yeah, but it's a much lesser charge than murder, isn't it?
I guess you're right. I guess just the conspiracy to commit theft, murder.
Yeah.
Murder, conspiracy to... You've got a point there, Colin.
Yeah.
You should be a detective for the Colorado Springs Police Department.
Oh, sure. Yeah, or for Ohio, whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, you give those boys in Ohio a call and say, hey,
you know,
you ever think about this?
Yeah. If you look into his background, I mean, because surely he could have pretended to have just been driving by and see the guy electrocute himself. He didn't have to link himself to him.
You're right.
Right?
You are correct. I mean, you're full of bright ideas regarding this case.
Ah, look at that.
Well,
I was also wondering...
does that surprise you that you've done something good?
No, not really. how much do 300 pennies weigh, would you think? Probably not.
How much do 300 pennies weigh?
I'm just wondering if it'll ever reach the point where a penny is worth more than a penny.
I think it's already happened.
Yeah.
I believe that the scrap copper outweighs the monetary value of the penny. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, don't take that as gospel, but I think it's happened. I mean, at $3.60 per pound for scrap copper.
Right.
I don't know. Do a quick test. You got a little scale?
Yeah. Let me swoop aside the cocaine and all this other stuff. You know. No, I don't have a scale that can weigh pennies. And even if I did, I don't think I have 300 pennies laying around. So.
Well, you don't need 300.
Oh, I suppose I could do the math, but that's only if I had an accurate scale. Accurate scale.
One penny and an accurate scale.
Right. I don't even have an inaccurate scale. I don't even have a bathroom scale.
I have a small kitchen scale.
Well, do it. Get to it.
Well, you know,
go
maybe
on, Mr.
Later.
Science.
Maybe some other time. Maybe some other time, Jimmy. Dr. Science is busy right now with some alcoholic beverages.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, and I'm sure you have, because I believe you're going to be one of the ones seeing this film, but if there is one thing that we can expect nowadays, it's over-promotion. And it doesn't matter if it's a new television show or a soon-to-be-released movie or whatever. If there's advertising dollars to be spent, they will be spent in ever-increasing ways to get your attention. Case in point, the impending Simpsons movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you... Probably, I don't know about you, but I can't seem to swing a dead fucking cat without hitting some sort of Simpsons propaganda here in the last... I mean, it's been going on for months now.
Yeah.
And it just seems to be ramping up, leading up to the release. In fact, several 7-Elevens across the country were turned into full-blown Quickie Marts.
Yeah.
There's promotions and contests everywhere. There's a contest where I get you to go to 7-Eleven to buy some stuff, get a promotion code entered on the website, and I guess the grand prize is being animated into a Simpsons episode, which that would be kind of fun if they would allow if they allow the winner to do the voiceover. I mean, because that's
I really don't think they would.
What are they going to do? Hire Albert Brooks to do the voiceover?
Sure, why not?
No. But I finally found a bit of Simpsons marketing that I could appreciate. Found this on the internets today. It seems that carved in a hillside above Cerne Abbas in Dorset in England, I assume, is a 180-foot-tall 17th-century pagan image of fertility. Now, according to the local pagans in Cerne Abbas, I don't know how do you say that? Cerne Abbas. It's two words.
I have no idea.
So how about Cerne Abbas?
Sure, or Cairn Abbas.
In Dorset. I know how to say Dorset.
Yeah.
So anyway, the local pagans still worship this image, and in my opinion, it's nothing more than 17th century 180-foot-tall porn. It depicts a jelly-limbed man wielding a huge club and sporting a similar-sized woody.
Yeah.
And you might be thinking, what does this have to do with the Simpsons movie? You ask that.
Actually, I already saw this, so I already know.
What's this have to do with the Simpsons movie?
Oh, fine. What's this have to do with the Simpsons movie?
Thank you, Colin. I will tell you. It seems that the Simpsons promotion machine painted next to this 180-foot-tall dick man, 180-foot-tall image of Homer Simpson in his drawers holding up a giant donut right in the adjacent field there. It was painted with water-based biodegradable paint that is designed to wash away with the next rainstorm. Unlike the Big Dick Fairy to Homer's right, which is carved into the hillside, has been since the 17th century and is now made highly visible with chalk that is refreshed by the local pagans every 25 years or so.
Right.
And leave it to the fucking pagans to not appreciate a joke. Anne Bryn Evans. And just as a side note, don't you think the people with hyphenated names are just the worst sorts of pricks and bitches? Seriously?
Probably. Actually, I can think of a couple that aren't so bad. But.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Anyway, Anne Bryn Evans, Joint Wessex District Manager for the Pagan Federation, is quoted as saying that the Homer image is very disrespectful and not at all aesthetically pleasing. I imagine she doesn't like it because Homer was able to keep his pee-pee inside his pants. She does go on to say that the pagans say this, that they were hoping for some dry weather, but that they have changed their mind and that they will be doing some rain magic to bring down the rain and wash Homer away.
Oh, that's excellent. That's funny.
Just so you know, yes, Homer's donut does appear to be able to fit over the pagan guy's war club. Either one you want it to fit over, just take your pick.
Yeah, it's quite a picture.
It is.
Seek it out.
So you've seen the picture of the Big Dick Fairy, have you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And so, kids, if you haven't seen it, one of the places you can see this is Snopes. If you go to www.snopes2.com, I believe, and go to Daily... go to What's New and then click on Daily Snopes. The article should still be somewhere near the top of the page regarding, just look for Homer Simpson and pagans, and or just do a search for pagans and Homer Simpson on the old interweb, and you'll come up with the article and likely the picture of Homer offering a donut to a very, very excited man.
The art style is entirely different, though.
So. Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't think Matt Groening's ancestors drew the first image at all. Completely different.
Yeah.
I think the pagan warrior is significantly more physically fit than Homer Simpson.
Oh, yeah. And probably more sought after by the ladies.
Only by the pagan ladies. Yeah. If the pagan lady. Who did that song? It was Creedence Clearwater Revival, Pagan Baby?
You've got me. I don't know.
Yeah, I think... Pagan, okay. Baby. Yeah. So you did see this, so you go ahead and ruin my fun, see all the news stories that I picked out to read. Did you see the thing about NASA, Colin?
NASA. Thing about NASA?
NASA. You'd think they're a bunch of smart folk out at NASA, correct?
Generally speaking.
I mean, you got to put a man on the moon, put people in orbit, you'd think you got a couple of brain cells knocking around up there. But it seems that back on July 11th, NASA, the folks at NASA had made up a banner to welcome the Shuttle Endeavour to the launch pad out at Cape Canaveral in Florida. And it said, go Endeavor. And the word Endeavor, in this case, spelled in the British manner, replete with a U, on the spacecraft, was misspelled on the banner. They omitted the U on the banner, welcoming Endeavor to the launch pad.
I see. Yeah. Would that be a case of somebody trusting their spell checker?
You know, it certainly might be, considering, I guess it's named after some British explorer's boat or something. I mean, anyway, the bad banner was up for about 90 minutes before it was replaced, which, of course, was more than enough time for pictures to be taken and NASA's shame to spread all over the interweb.
Yeah, I could just see NASA stop doing that, you know?
Yeah, one of our illustrious vendors who do all of our banners, if left up to them, Lord knows how many things would be misspelled in this town. It reminds me of the banner that I saw years ago driving down South Academy here in town. It was a banner up in a parking lot of a shopping center. It was a very large banner, as a matter of fact, and it was there to announce the grand opening of a Chinese restaurant. And I guess that the owner called it in and approved everything, he or she, whoever that might be, because instead of reading grand opening, it read grand opening. G-R-A-N-G opening. Grand opening in big red letters. Grand opening, you come in, have a duck, it's fresh today. I've never seen anything quite that bad since then, but I know that eventually I'm going to see something that makes me completely forget about grand opening altogether.
Probably. I mean, early turd's been forgotten, so.
I'll never forget early turd. I doubt you will either.
Yeah,
but we've gone
not.
Over that on this podcast.
I know we have.
I think we have.
I felt it was significant. It was close enough that it could be mentioned without really diving into it again. Shut up. Stop laughing. Bastard.
You bastard.
Bastard. You want me to talk, and then you make fun of me. What the hell?
That's the essence of the podcast, Colin.
Right. So what's your next story?
My next story. It says here, hopefully Colin has something to say. Nope, wishful thinking.
Apparently. Sorry.
Excuse me, sorry.
You burped? Good grief. Such a high-class show being by you burping.
That's just as compelling as anything else I would have had to say.
If you say so.
Still playing golf regularly, and I still can't believe that you won't come out and join in the fun.
You know, I have trouble believing that you can't believe that.
Believe it.
Because it's pretty believable to me that I wouldn't want to go golf. I mean,
well, I guess it's pretty believable to me that you wouldn't ever want to have any fun.
No, I like fun. That's why I won't golf.
I just don't understand your complete aversion to the game. I really don't understand it.
It's probably the last ball that I haven't been hit in the nads by. I mean,
that can be arranged.
No, that's why I'd like to stay away from it, maybe. You never know.
Well, so. You know, and it is thoroughly possible that, you know, you hit a ball off the tee, it hits a tree, comes back and smacks you in whatever sensitive area it so chooses.
See, so I think I'm better off, like, not golfing. Sorry, not going to happen. That's right.
You got any headway made on planning your next vacation there, Colin?
No.
Because I got my next vacation all planned.
Yeah, you already bragged about that.
I know. I'm going to brag again. I'm going to go to the East Coast here in 2 weeks, flying out August 1st from Denver, Colorado. Eventually, we're going to be landing in Philadelphia, but we're flying Delta, so who knows. Going to hang out in Andy, the Bison's neck of the woods, for a little while, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Going to see some stuff. In particular, we're going to do the Lancaster County Ghost Tour, which should be fun. I don't exactly know how many ghosts there are in Lancaster County, but we're guaranteed to see all of them, at least all of where they live.
Right.
We're going to go to Washington, D.C. and hang out with Kathy and Chad. And, you know, I really just, I can't wait. It's going to be fun. I've been to Philadelphia, and I didn't like it, and that's why we're flying in and leaving immediately. But I've never been to Lancaster, and I've never been to Washington, D.C. So, flew into Baltimore the last time we went out that way, but never stayed there. Just hopped in the rental car and took off. So, we're going to see.
So, have you saved up to try to buy a senator for yourself while you're out there?
Oh, I don't think I have that kind of money, nor do I have the hose to spread around.
That's too bad.
Yeah, because it takes a certain je ne sais quoi to hook up with a senator, and I just don't believe I've got that. I'm neither a 16-year-old page, nor am I a madam.
Well,
would you like me to try and procure the services of a senator for you, Colin?
You never know when a vote might come in handy.
You're right. pork barrel products sent our way. You know, I could always use a little bit more cash in the pocket.
Yeah.
I know you can too.
Oh, of course.
This is it's going to be a fun vacation. I love to travel. This is probably going to be one of the last good vacations we'll be able to take for a while, since Heather goes back to work right after we get back on August. We get back on August 6th, and I think her first day in school is August 8th. So she won't have much time to rest once we get back, and once she's in school, I'll have football starting up, doing the officiating, and then vacation will be a distant memory. I won't even know what to do with myself, but while I'm out there, by God, I want crab cakes, Maryland crab cakes. Fill me up till I explode.
Sounds like you have a great time. You will be missed.
Like you have a great time. You have a good time out there.
Yeah, once again, my audio is doing the warble thing, so.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what?
Yeah,
we've only got 4 minutes to go. Can you stick it out?
Probably. So.
Good. It looks like also I'm out of notes, so it looks like you're going to have to carry these last 4 minutes of the show.
No, I don't think so. That
sure you
doesn't
do.
Sound likely.
Oh, it could be done.
Yeah. Have you been messing around with feed readers at all lately?
No. Why?
Oh, they're fun. I don't know. Man, I don't know.
Let's feed see. Readers are fun.
Well, just started watching Sliders. So.
Sliders? What is that?
TV series from the 95.
You're no? watching a television series from 1995.
Yeah, on DVD. Yeah, it's good.
What's it about?
Dimensional travel. People that are stuck, they're trying to find their way back to their own dimension, pretty much.
And I guess it's hard to find the dimensional...
Yeah, they have no way to control over where they go, so they keep dropping into various different situations. It's,
wow, that sounds a lot like the video game Time Soldiers that was out in, like, I think 1996. It was a video game. It was, it had two joysticks, one joystick, but it was a rotating joystick, so you can move and position your gun at the same time and fire. And
how the hell does this
eras.
Sound anything like that?
Because you kept getting dropped into different eras, man.
No. Well, they don't get dropped with guns blazing. I mean, it's not the kind of show it is. It's sort of like a Quantum Leap in a way. So,
I hated that show.
You hated that show?
Just couldn't stand it. It's like, you know, any of these shows like Gilligan's Island or Quantum Leap, it's like, just go home, man. Just go home. Well, how hard is it? Listen to the fucking professor, build a boat, go home. But no, gotta be stranded on the island forever.
Ah, oh, good Lord.
I'm also the kind of kid that really wanted the coyote to catch the fucking Roadrunner first time.
Yeah, yeah.
I hated it. I hate that Roadrunner would gloat, and it was a fucking smartass. I hated that thing. I wanted to see it roasting on a spit. And Tweety. I wanted Sylvester to catch and eat Tweety just to shut him up. I seriously think it was a gay little bird.
You're kind of like a champion for the evil side, aren't you?
For the villain, yes.
The dark side, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, the good guys, and I say that with, you know, making the little air quotes, the good guys are always so smug and annoying.
Spoken like
smug and annoying. What's that?
Spoken like a true proto-villain.
Well, like, you know, I tend to identify with that more, I guess. I don't know. I always have. I mean, even when I was a young trailer park trash and I watched professional wrestling, I did not, you know, there was a very clear division, the good guys and the bad guys. And I hated all the good guy wrestlers and loved all the bad guy wrestlers. Now, that's who I wanted to be.
So what about when, like, Hulk Hogan went good guy, bad guy? Or was he bad guy, good guy?
Oh, by that time I was done watching. Actually, no, that was probably before I started watching, because I guess I read that he did that in the 70s. I don't know what happened later. I mean, I stopped watching, you know, like when I was a sophomore in high school. So I stopped watching like right around 1990.
See, there you go. There's your 4 minutes.
So yeah, anything that happened, let's say, between 1984 and 1990, I believe that Hulk Hogan was always a good guy at that point.
I have no idea. I mean...
Did you ever watch professional wrestling?
When I was in the Air Force, one of my friends was really into wrestling. So, yeah, I watched some of it then. Like The Undertaker. I like The Undertaker. But
yeah, The Undertaker is pretty cool.
I didn't care for his manager much, but...
Paul Bearer?
I guess.
He's a pasty white folk like us.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't like him.
Why not? He just didn't do it for you?
No, he annoyed me. He was too smug.
He was not smug. He was a troll of a man.
Yeah...
I guess The Undertaker's still around. I doubt he's anything like he used to be.
Yeah. I know he went by a different name for a while and changed his whole shtick, and then I think
actually
back to being the Undertaker.
Actually, if you look through, there's a great website. If I mean, these things probably don't interest you, but they interest me now. Looking back as to what I thought all these guys were when I was a kid, but if you there's obsessedwithwrestling.com has bios for just about every professional wrestler that ever existed. And they link them up to their different personas. And you'll see that, guessing conservatively, they kind of go half and half. They're either from Canada or they're from the Deep South. And none of them ever started out as what they ended up as. They always, you know, had stops along the way where they were, you know, something other than what they became the big star as.
Right.
And it's amazing to me how many, you know, Southern crackers are portraying different things. I mean, really, seriously, I guess the Iron Sheik is actually from somewhere in wherever sheiks come from. I don't know, the desert. And Nikolai Volkov is actually a Russian. But, right. Like, Rowdy Roddy Piper is a Canadian.
Right.
He's the he's a Canadian Scotsman. Let's see. Bam Bam Bigelow. He was just a Southern cracker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all these wrestlers are either Southern crackers or they're from Canada. There's really no middle ground.
Can you think of a single Colorado wrestler?
Yes, Bobby Lashley.
Well, there you go. See, that's not Southern.
The only reason I know he exists is because I read an article on him in the Gazette.
Ah, well.
But he's probably originally from either the South or Canada. I'll have to say. I mean, you know, a lot of people move here, you know,
right.
They're not from here.
Yeah, we seem to be a black
hole.
We
are definitely, you and I are definitely in the minority.
Yeah.
Being natives.
Absorb Canadians and Southern folk.
So. Well, yeah, you know, they just come and we teach them how to drive and then we ship them off somewhere else. go spread the word of turn signals.
Right. Right. You know, actually, a lot of people don't think we drive well, actually.
Well, I'll tell you what, at least, I mean, driving is getting really bad around town, but at least you're likely to see more turn signals per capita in one day than just about any other place I go, visiting or otherwise.
Right.
I'll tell you what, you go drive in Las Vegas, you won't see a single goddamn turn signal unless you're following me. It's almost like people don't want to give anybody, you know, they don't want to tip anybody off as to where they're going. Like,
right, right.
Just surprise, here they come.
Yeah, it makes it harder to follow that car.
Yeah, so I know we've kind of petered out on this here podcast, and you know what, on behalf of Colin, I apologize. I apologize for Colin's lack of preparedness and his inability to carry a conversation.
Someday I'll be prepared, and I'll converse.
Someday. Someday you'll be
someday
you'll be all growed up and ready to drive the bus.
Right.
Right. But I've been Derek Knight, sonofcheese.com. You've been listening to yet another episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Colin Burton with me from fizzleandpop.com. Say goodbye, Colin.
Goodbye, everybody.
And yes, we will see you back again next Wednesday.